Here's your QCCR news update. I'm Rick Conrad. The region of Queens will be using wind energy produced in their own backyard to keep the lights on in municipal properties. The municipality will be one of the first customers of the Mersey River Wind Project, set to begin operating in 2026. Halifax-based Roswell Development Inc. are the owners of Mersey River Wind. It plans to build 33 wind turbines on about 80 hectares of Crown land west of the Mersey River in Milton. Roswell will sell power directly to customers bypassing Nova Scotia Power under the name Renewall Energy. The company is the first in the province to be awarded a license to sell power directly to consumers under the Renewable to Retail program introduced in 2015. It will deliver electricity using Nova Scotia Power's grid, but customers will be billed directly by Renewall. They want to sign up commercial users first and then open it up to residential customers. Region of Queens councillors voted last March to allow the project to go ahead. Sometime after that, the region signed a deal with the company to get its electricity from the wind farm. It is among 30 government, commercial, and industrial customers signed up so far. The agreement has never been made public or discussed in a council meeting, and even the region's recently elected mayor, Scott Christian, couldn't give QCCR the details. But he said he's happy about the agreement with Roswell.
But I don't know what the number of megawatts or the duration of the deal or the agreement or when that actually would have been advanced by the administration. I don't know those details right now. I think we should be proud. I don't see any reason why any of that can't come to light.
Queens isn't the only municipality to sign up. The Halifax region, the town of Bridgewater, and the municipality of Shelburne have also signed deals. Halifax and Shelburne, though, have been more public about their agreements with the company. According to a staff report last October for the municipality of Shelburne, the deal with Renewall could see that municipality saving up to $500,000 over 20 years in electricity costs. Renewall's presentation to Shelburne's council said they offer rates 2-5% lower than Nova Scotia Power's rates in the first year of an agreement, with a fixed increase of 1% each year over a 20-year contract. Dan Roscoe is Roswell's CEO. He told QCCR that the wind farm should be supplying electricity to customers by the end of 2026. The company is scheduled to begin construction of the basic infrastructure this spring, with turbines set to arrive in the spring of 2026.
The key feature of our rates is that they're fixed over time. The energy portion would be essentially predictable over the term of the contract. So that creates a certainty from a power price perspective that isn't available with the public utility.
Roscoe said that in addition to the municipality signed up so far, they've also signed up some private sector customers too. Some of those are on the South Shore. Roscoe said that many of their early customers want a greener option, either because their customers or governments are demanding it. Another reason is purely practical.
Large energy users, and I think this applies to the public sector entities as well, that have perhaps fixed budgets, having predictability is actually very valuable, especially if electricity is a big percentage of your expenses. The larger energy users, if they can get a hedge on their power price, that's very advantageous for them.
An added bonus for the region of Queens is the expected annual tax revenue boost of up to $800,000. Mayor Scott Christian said switching to renewable energy is a no-brainer.
Realizing savings for the ratepayer, savings for the municipality as it relates to our energy consumption. We're big energy consumers. You know, we spend a lot of money on electricity. And so where we can realize savings while also achieving meaningful progress toward greening our facilities and reducing carbon emissions associated with energy for our facilities, it feels win-win-win to me. I'm excited by it.
That's your QCCR News Update, brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more on this and other stories, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.